project? All right. Let's try to do it in, let's try, yeah. I'm just going to
do the record. So I just put his name there?
Yes. So he, you know his name?
No.
Ask him his name. That'd be a problem.
I'm just kidding. I know his name.
Okay. All right. You're right. All right. Hold all audio as we're going to record.
Tell him, put the phone.
And if you don't want people to see, you can just hold the paper up to your face.
Okay.
And action. Quiet.
Today we begin part one of a two-part series about the threat of Canadian geese that are running rampant around our city. Reporter Zach has more.
The horn.
Wait, I have to get closer.
The horns are blaring. Drivers are waiting.
Right, now, pauses. What? The horns are blaring because I think I put an effect or something. So read it in stanzas.
Oh, okay.
Action.
The horns are blaring. Drivers are waiting impatiently for a Canadian geese to cross the busy intersection of Glenwood Avenue and Pleasant Valley Road. Blank works. I don't have a name for this.
What's
your name?
I'm Toby.
Toby. Okay.
All right, reread.
This one?
Yeah, pick up okay. Toby.
Toby works at Krusty's Pizza and has to cross this intersection many times a day during his shift.
And then I think there's another part in there.
I hate waiting for the geese.
No, you gotta have. You sound like ordering lunch at McDonald's.
Okay.
More passion.
Okay, I hate waiting for the geese. I got pizzas to deliver.
Is that your only line?
Tonight at 6, we will have part 2 of our series about the issues with Canadian geese right here on WRVA.
All right. This will be our next.